Along the southeast, the Colonial Pipeline is back up and running. The company was hit with a ransomware attack last Friday that shut down operation for days. President Biden has now signed an executive order to boost cybersecurity for federal networks, but experts warn that this hack reveals how pipeline cybersecurity, which falls under the Transportation Security Administration, has virtually no regulation. Let's bring in Robert Kanaki. He's an expert on cybersecurity at the Council on Foreign Relations and the former director for cybersecurity policy at the National Security Council. He's calling for the TSA to impose regulations immediately. And Robert, welcome to the show.
Happy to be here.
You're basically saying that the TSA is the weak link here. For the last few years, it's taken a voluntary approach to regulating pipeline cybersecurity. What warnings have gone ignored over the past two decades?
There's been a host of warnings if you go back, beginning with some incidents between 2000 and 2010, where pipelines were quietly disrupted by adversary actors. And then in the last few years, we've had warnings, not only in the form of an actual incident that occurred that the Department of Homeland Security reported on a gas pipeline, but also the Director of National Intelligence has come out and warned in 2019 that China did, in fact, have the ability to cause a localized disruption, at least to our pipeline infrastructure.
So this has been a problem for quite some time. Does President Biden's executive order actually address the Colonial Pipeline hack?
This executive order really is a response to the SolarWinds hack that impacted federal agency cybersecurity and private sector enterprise security. So it's really not explicitly focused on pipelines or critical infrastructure. It's really about that other side of the equation, the business systems that keep our government running and our businesses running.
Okay, this was a ransomware attack, hackers trying to make a quick buck by holding systems hostage. And they managed to shut down a pipeline that carries almost half of the East Coast's fuel. How vulnerable are pipelines more generally? What could future hacks mean besides just gas shortages and higher prices?
Well, what's scary about this is, as this ransomware operator made really clear in a blog post, they had no intention of shutting down pipeline operations. They were targeting business systems. They were trying to make money, but they weren't acting as an adversary like China or Russia might in a geopolitical conflict with the United States. Unlike in other sectors, unlike in the nuclear sector or the power sector, we don't have any regulations for pipeline cybersecurity because they don't have that government forcing function saying, hey, you need to invest in this. This isn't an area where you can cut costs. This isn't an area where you have to take into account the fact that you are going to be targeted by our nation's adversaries for disruption, and you've got a plan for that.
Well, Congress has already responded to the concerns with plans for hearings. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm is expected to testify next week about this pipeline attack in front of the House Energy and Commerce Energy Subcommittee. You're calling for the TSA to exercise their regulatory power immediately. What does that look like?
The Department of Homeland Security and the TSA administration have had the authority to regulate since 2001, and yet TSA has never regulated. What I'm arguing is that it's time simply to use TSA's regulatory authority. It's not something where you necessarily want to start debating in Congress. Should TSA have this authority? Should the Department of Energy have this authority? We've got the authority. Let's start using it.
Can you parse out a little bit more what regulation would look like?
I think one of the things that we'd want to see first would be an investigation of this incident. So TSA is going to come in, they're going to investigate the incident, they're going to understand why it happened, and they will use that as the basis for making recommendations to other pipeline companies to secure themselves. Then I would like them to audit all the major pipelines in the United States for security to understand where they are. Maybe you'd find some that are in great shape that can serve as the basis for how other pipelines should secure themselves and could serve as the basis for building those regulations. And then the final thing is we've got to have reporting on incidents at pipelines. We need to know when a pipeline has been impacted by a cyber incident. The only reason we found out about this incident is because there was actually a disruption to supply. So we don't even really have a sense of how bad the cybersecurity is or how often incidents like this are occurring at the nation's pipelines.
That's Robert Konecki, an expert on cybersecurity at the Council on Foreign Relations and the former director for cybersecurity policy at the National Security Council. Robert, thank you.
Thank you.
And we reached out to the TSA for comment, and a spokesperson says TSA will work to close coordination with government and pipeline partners to evaluate the key factors from the cyber incident and determine opportunities to reduce and mitigate risk.